It's 20 minutes to nine. You're listening to RN Breakfast. Canadian composer Nicole Lisée grew up around Ataris, VHS machines, Laserdisc players. Maybe you did too. With an electronics repairman as a father, it was pretty natural for her to start playing with electronics to make sound. She still plays with electronics of all sorts. Now she's bringing a trio of her works to Sydney for the Sydney Festival. Nicole Lisée is here. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
And you have with you a Sydney turntablist, Martin Ng, who'll be good performing morning, Hamish. Alongside you. Martin, good morning to you.
Good morning.
And you're in your sort of day job is as a doctor.
That's right.
A surgeon.
A cardiologist, yes.
Yeah, okay. Now, we're going to explain how this relationship works. But, Nicole, let's start with you. Your performance is at the festival. It'll pay homage to some of this old technology from the 1980s. Tell us about that.
Well, like you said, I grew up around this technology. And much of it would malfunction. It wouldn't behave properly. All this technology, which was fascinating for me. And I always knew from a very young age, playing with all these machines, that one day I would merge these with acoustic instrumentations, human beings kind of things. And that is sort of what my aesthetic has been ever since that point. So that's what this concert will be, referencing this merging of worlds and addressing some of my obsessions from the past few years, one of which is David Lynch. Another is old, lost, forgotten, abandoned video games that nobody remembers anymore. These sort of gritty, antiquated kind of games that people no longer, they've been replaced.
Now, okay. I've read mountains of material about you, your work, and this performance, right. And I struggle to imagine what the show is like. Can you describe it for us in a way that we will understand in terms of the technology, the sounds that we're going to hear? What kind of performance is it?
I get this question, and it's hard to sort of give a description in a nutshell, but I would say it's a trip. It's meant to be sort of like this odyssey into a different world, going in through portals, ending up in different places. I mean, the sounds are going to be analog. They're going to be manipulations of moments of Lynch films that are sort of stuck in time and start to glitch and are taken into a different directions. And it's not necessarily the soundtrack of these films. It's the Foley sounds of the films, the breathing, the screaming, finding pitches and rhythms in the breaths and the screams and the overtones in, for example, in Nicolas Cage's scream that is merged. This happens only one time in film where Nicolas Cage and his high-pitched, overtone, rich scream is merged with heavy metal music on the radio. So I take this moment, make a synthesizer out of it, and there's this completely distinctive sound.
And Martin, you perform alongside Nicole at the festival. You use a turntable. You're not really a DJ in the traditional sense, though. What are you actually using the turntable to do?
Anything the moment requires. I mean, as a background, I mean, in the 80s, I started as a dance club DJ in a club like Kinsella's, spent 10 years at Big Day Out. But, as things evolved, I became much more interested in kind of pushing the boundaries of what a DJ can do, rather than just being a conveyor belt for records to push it as an instrument.
I read that you'd been sort of thrown out of some of the nightclubs by the owners because they didn't really like the experimental nature of some of what you were doing.
Yes, that has happened. but I find it much more satisfying to have it have the turntable as an instrument interacting in this kind of really vibrant kind of discourse with acoustic instruments and whatnot, and really kind of pushing the boundaries of what it can do.
And you think there is an overlap between what you do as a cardiologist and what you do in this audio sphere?
Absolutely. So I work at Royal Prince Alfred Hospital. We run a program to treat really a lot of people with unmet problems, often treating them with completely new procedures. And I don't see much difference to kind of doing something like this project with Nicole, where we're really kind of pushing the boundaries between the old and the new and what you can do with various types of instrumentation.
All right, we're going to actually take a listen. The performance is called Sex, Lynch, and Video Games. It's both of you guys. It's experimental stuff. We're going to hear Hymns to Pareidolia. Nicole and Martin, thank you very much for coming.
Thank you.
Let's listen to Hymns to Pareidolia. Pareidolia gives you a sense of what you might hear at the Sydney Festival. Great to have those guys in the studio. It's 9:15. You're listening to RN Breakfast.